This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to Saturday Story Circle, always on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences.
I have to figure out how to fix this. I can't just let the universe stay in this shape. I'm surprised at you, General. I do have a responsibility to repair the damages I made. Now that's better. Any suggestions? You're right. We are going to need help if we are to figure this one out. Then I guess it's a good thing I'm here, isn't it, my boy?
Dr. What in The Prime Objective, Part 2. Written by and starring Nathan Caldwell.
What?
Who are you? That's the wrong question now, isn't it, Five? What do you mean that's the wrong question? Precisely, my boy!
What?
Yes!
You're making absolutely no sense. Oh, you're me.
No, you're me.
I don't follow.
Oh, but you do, don't you? I was the first and you followed. Well, I've got to say that makes about as much sense as anything else on this show. Enough chatter. I may have to stop calling you Chatterton. If I'm not mistaken, and I rarely am, we have a universe to save.
But how are we going to do it?
With the TARPUS, my boy!
With the what?
I suppose so.
I mean, how will the TARPUS help us?
Time and personal problems in space. I know what it is! I want to know how it will help! Time and personal problems in space!
Could you stop repeating yourself and...
TIME and personal problems in space!
I say, are you feeling all right?
For goodness sake, man, are you daft? Now that was uncalled for, General. We travel back in time.
And?
And stop you from putting mayo on that blasted hot dog of yours.
And?
And in doing so, save the blasted universe, you twit. Oh, terribly sorry. Bad choice of words. Please forgive me.
Gave you an earful, didn't he?
At least we made it. Materializing now.
What are you doing here?
I'm about to make a terrible mistake, and I've got to stop myself.
You cannot go out there.
Why? Will meeting myself cause terrible damage to my timeline?
No.
Will I explode, thus preventing you from ever existing?
No, but you'd like that, wouldn't you?
What then?
If there are two Dr. Watt number fives out there, do you know how hard it will be for the listeners to keep track of things?
Now who's breaking the fourth wall?
I'm allowed. It's not my show yet.
Point being, you cannot go out there.
Then what am I supposed to do?
That's why I came along, my boy.
Stop! Don't put mayo on that hot dog. What do you want to do? Create a rip in the fabric of space and time? Oh, come on now. It can't be that bad.
Pardon me, my good Dr. What? But do you know what's in that mayo?
No, what?
That's disgusting. I'll save myself from indigestion. And the universe from blowing up. Mission accomplished. I'd love to chat, but places to go, toilets to see. Where'd he go? Oh well, I guess all's well that ends well. That's what you'll think. What do you mean? Hey, you broke my mayo. Who's gonna pay for that, huh?
Dr. What?
Yes, Dr. What? Run.
Written by, starring, and produced by Nathaniel D. Caldwell. This has been a parody. No copyright infringement is intended.
Huh? What? 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 Huh? What? What?
This has been a Protectorate production. Thanks for listening.